Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sure is. Hump day at noon. Yeah, halfway, man, to the weekend. Congratulations.
He's feeling.
It really does feel like the weekends come sooner during football season.
Yes.
Because you get Monday night football, right? Then you got Thursday night football. Got a pretty good one tomorrow night right here on the radio station. App State plays Thursday night, too.
Oh, they do?
So we got kind of a doubleheader at the house.
Who they got on the house?
Who do they play? Somebody. Not sure. They got a game, though. I don't remember.
The flag up?
No, the Washington. Well, the Washington flag's up right now. Not for long. That thing's about to come down after what happened on Saturday in the Apple Cup. That was unfortunate. South Alabama.
Okay.
South Alabama. So I think they can handle that one. They're favored by 7.5 in Boone.
Uh-oh. Boone's going to be rocking.
Yeah, man.
What was the broadcast that – oh, God. It wasn't game day. Was it game day there?
Game day went there. Yeah, a couple years after they beat A&M. Remember? They beat A&M in College Station.
Right.
And then they got game day the next week
there.
Was it
Wake Forest?
No. It was a conference game.
Was it Coastal?
I don't remember who it was. Okay. But it was – and they were down big. And then they came back and they won on a Hail Mary.
Okay.
So they beat A&M and then they won on a Hail Mary the next week. And, got off to a great start. But they're still sort of limping after what Clemson did to them. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's just – that takes more than a week. I know they won last weekend.
They won last week,
tried to, wash that taste out of your mouth. But Clemson put up 56 on them in the first half,
They gave some act right.
Yeah, that happens to teams that play Clemson, you know what I mean, those non-conference games. But it doesn't normally happen at App.
Right.
It happened to them.
The App usually thumps back or something.
Yeah, something. Not that night. Anyway. So, I don't know. Weekends are moving quick. The point is, we're halfway there. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. You got it. You got it covered.
Yeah.
We got a lot of football to talk about in the next hour. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple minutes. College football corner in 20 minutes. You and I were having a conversation. Now, obviously, we got to talk about the talent fee that Tennessee fans are charging.
I love it.
Or Tennessee's
so
charging
funny.
Their fans.
It's so funny.
I'll tell you who's mad about that. My father-in-law.
Oh.
Furious. Just furious.
How many games does Jim go to?
None. He hasn't done anything. I know.
About?
That's what I said. You haven't gone to a Tennessee game, bought tickets to a Tennessee game in years.
Because
it's the principal. Like, all right.
Oh,
whatever.
God, I can't. I can't wait.
You understand why Nico Iamaliava, thank you, shout out to AMA yesterday, Nico Iamaliava goes there.
Right.
Because they paid him $8 million. It's public. We know. He got $8 million in NIL money to go there.
Right.
Got to pay it somehow.
Right.
If you want players like that, you got 10% sounds reasonable to me.
I got to talk to Jim.
Oh, yeah. You and Jim have a lot to talk about on Saturday.
Me and Jim be talking.
Anyway, we'll get to some college football in about 20 minutes, and then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
It's pitcher day today, Bark. All right?
Oh, okay.
Pitcher day. All right. And so we all know that they're moving pitcher now because don't nobody get more mad at you than your mama if you mess up the school pitcher. Everybody knew. Your mama acts a fool.
Your own mama.
Smile and all those other things. So my little man's pitcher today, Samson. So Samson comes down yesterday, because I got home and he's like, I said, pitcher today. He said, yeah, I know, Dad. Samson's like, so what you want to wear? He said, I don't know. I got to figure it out. Samson comes down in a full damn suit. Samson has a full suit. Right? And so I'm like,
what? I'm like a black suit?
Yeah, a navy blue suit.
Navy blue suit.
Yeah, navy blue suit.
Okay.
So it's like, where you going, homie?
The tie and everything?
No, it's only I would not let it. Because he's like, Dad, can you tie my tie? I was like, there's no way. You're not going full deacon mode, all right? So I'm trying to figure this. It got to be a little girly or something. This dude that came down, Andy, full suit. I'm talking blazer, white button up.
White button up, okay.
White button up,
yep.
Blue slack.
Okay.
With some white Air Force Ones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with the white ones.
Wow.
That he don't ever wear. So I'm thinking to myself, dog, you clean as hell, dog. You know what I'm saying? What's this all about? Because I don't ever remember nobody wearing a suit to pitcher day.
Absolutely not.
So that's why I was curious. I was like, what the hell is going on with my dog? He clean.
I would never choose to wear a suit in childhood.
And that was my thing. I would never, ever, ever.
I don't even choose to wear a suit now.
I never asked my mama to wear a suit.
No.
Ever. Well, you probably couldn't have one either. But I'm just saying, like, it got to be a little gal there.
It has to be a little gal there
on picture day. But my boy, he's so clean, Andy.
So he wore a suit?
Yeah, he wore a suit today.
Wow.
Yeah, man, my man wore a damn suit to picture day.
That's awesome. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, he's going to look back on that, and he's going to remember exactly why he did it.
Yes.
He's going to remember her name, whether or not it worked out or not. Hopefully it does. Obviously, we're rooting for him. But that picture lasts forever. You know what I mean? Like, your mom keeps the pictures from picture day.
Yes.
My mom's got a stack of however many it was, kindergarten through, I don't know, when you stopped doing picture day.
Like eighth grade, seventh grade.
We did picture day in high school for like your student ID.
Oh, you did?
You'd get a student ID, but I don't think you ordered them.
Right.
To take home. Mm-mm. But then you do senior pictures. I don't know. Anyway, my mom's got a stack of all those pictures.
Dude.
Somewhere.
Did you? Because obviously Kai is my daughter's senior, and we do senior pictures. Man, pictures expensive too.
Yes, they are.
But did you buy your senior pictures?
Did I buy them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so mama got the proofs. You know, because they say you like a little folder with the proofs in it, right?
Oh,
that's mama got.
That's all we needed.
To this day, that thing still say proof across of it. If you go to my mama house right now and look on her counter, look on her picture, where she got the pictures of all me and my sister, all the kids, all the grandkids and everything. And there's my senior picture right there. It still say proof across it. Mama was not buying them damn pictures.
They're too expensive.
They're too expensive. Mama,
it's a huge racket.
Mama was not buying them damn senior pictures.
That's great.
So she got a picture of me. I'm riding a yellow polo, but it wasn't a polo. It was a Olo.
Okay, sure.
And then
sure. Chaps, maybe.
Yeah, and then I had to borrow a blazer, and that's what's on my thing.
I had a T-shirt for a college I thought I was going to.
Where?
Chapman University. Where? Thought I was going there.
For a girl?
No, I was going to play soccer there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It didn't work out.
So you wore a shirt?
So my senior pictures are me in a T-shirt from a school that I didn't go to.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. Great.
Why didn't it work out?
Great work. The teacher that I had was supposed to write me a letter of recommendation. I had all the stuff in one letter, right? I had my transcript from the school, because this is before you could email all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had the transcript was in there. I had a letter of recommendation from another teacher. It was a stamped, addressed envelope. He just had to write his, put it in there, and put it in the mail. He never put it in the mail.
Oh, I'll whip his ass.
Oh, my mom was so mad.
Oh, I know
my mom
she
was so mad.
Oh, yeah.
It ended up working out fine, and I could have transferred, but I decided I didn't want to and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, he forgot to send it.
She whipped his ass.
Forgot to send it. Yeah, good work. Thanks a lot, Mr. Shearer. We appreciate it. But you know what? Who knows? Wouldn't have gone to UW.
And you wouldn't have got
my internship at the sports radio station.
And then you wouldn't have went to Boston University. You wouldn't have met Ashley. Right.
Everything could be. You and I never would have met.
Yeah.
I'd be down in Southern California doing something else right now. Who knows what I'd be doing?
You and Jackson would have like a.
Be selling mushrooms.
One bedroom apartment on the beach, near Muscle Beach.
Basically, I'd be a drug dealing bookie, is what I would be right now, which sounds okay, but I'd rather be a dad. All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Raheem Morris said a lot of stuff in his press availability yesterday. And a lot of it was right, you know, about turning the page. But this one is my favorite thing maybe that he said so far as the head coach of the Falcons. Here's Raheem explaining Drake London's touchdown celebration that got him penalized.
Initially, I didn't see it. You know, I guess it was the use of a weapon, how people interpreted that as a penalty. And, you know, Drake, he's a great kid. And his intent was not as a use of a weapon. He probably was shooting T-shirts into the stands, to be honest with you, though, because he's just that kind of a guy. But he was excited. He got excited. He's
probably
one of those guys that plays with great energy. He immediately apologized on site before I can even get a chance to correct him. The same with Ray Ray. We had two 15-yard penalties, whatever the penalties were, two personal foul penalties last night. One where Ray Ray got his mouthpiece snatched and reacted, and another one where Drake celebrated too long. Things that could hurt you that we got to get better at. And those are great lessons for us to learn while winning.
What you didn't see was that CJ Gardner-Johnson had a bug on his face mask.
Yes.
So Ray Ray was just trying to get the bug off. And Drake was shooting T-shirts into the stands. Just the kind of guys they are.
What?
You want your coach to have your back.
You always want your coach to have your back.
That's having your guys back.
That's having your back right there. Because I don't know what the hell that was. And it was. You know,
I love it so much.
The funny thing was this, because I tweeted out, why Drake? And then somebody sent me a picture of where he grew up at. He's from here thinking he's a thug. I was like, why did I need all that?
A lot of info
right there. I just said, why Drake? Why would you get the penalty? And so, but it wasn't a gun. He was not shooting a gun whatsoever.
A t-shirt gun.
He was shooting a t-shirt gun.
He wanted Eagles fans to have Falcons t-shirts.
Fine.
Simple as that.
Fine.
Easy explanation as far as I'm concerned.
Here's
Mike Tomlin talking about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
As I sit here today, Russ is not scheduled to be a full participant in practice, and so we're ready in a plan that features Justin and his readiness. We'll follow Russ throughout the week, and if his participation gets to a level in participation and quality where we should consider him, we'll delve into that at that time. And obviously, when that happens is a component of the consideration.
What?
I don't know. You
need to say all that to let us know that Justin Fields is probably going to start and Russ still hurt.
Russ still hurt, not practicing. When he does, we'll think about it. I mean, at some point, they're going to stop thinking about it, though, because if the Steelers beat the Chargers, they're 3-0. Like, you don't bench a guy who's 3-0. Like, I know they haven't done a ton offensively, but like,
I mean, I'm
you
with
don't
you.
Bench a guy who starts 3-0.
I'm with you in everything.
Unless Russell Wilson, if they were paying Russell Wilson $40 million, maybe. Yeah. But the Broncos are paying Russell Wilson $40 million.
Yeah, but they score one touchdown.
Yeah,
this one touchdown.
One touchdown.
And they played a rusty ass Falcon team and a horrible ass Denver team.
That's true.
But that's
going to be a slobber knocker in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm
on
talking
Sunday,
about
by
boy. You better put your big boy pads.
That game's going to hurt.
Don't let them powder blues fool you. They come in. What Dave Archer said, they come in to shop some necks.
Yeah, those Harbaugh Chargers.
Yeah, man, they are rough.
Yeah, they are.
They are rough. So Justin Herbert's on the injured list with an ankle, but they say he should be fine. But yeah, that's going to be a smash on both sides. Because Pittsburgh still won't run the football.
Over-under in that game is 35.5.
Take the under.
Yeah, that game's going to be low scoring and hard fought.
Yeah, take the under.
Anyway, Russell Wilson's still hurt. Tua goes on to the IR, so that means they don't have to answer questions about whether or not he's going to play until week 8, which is good. Now he could really think about it. You know, there's no pressure on, are you going to play Sunday? You got a month and a half now to be very intentional with your family and your doctors and all that stuff about what you want to do next.
Yeah, I think that was, and we talked about it the following Monday. We were talking about, you know what, the best thing probably is just to put him on injured reserve. You don't have to answer this question every single week.
Yep.
He can't come back, and now he has enough opportunity to meet with whoever he has to meet with because it's not going to be the Dolphins' decision if he plays. It's going to be the doctor and Tua's decision if he plays. And so you have all the time to get all the information. More than anything, you got more time to heal up and you know, whatever the effects from the concussions are. Because he's going to pass the test.
Mm-hmm.
He's going
eventually,
to pass,
yeah.
He's going to pass the protocol. That's the one thing about it, is does he want to play? I think he still is going to play.
I do too.
But, I mean, there's always something that goes into it. But it's just crazy because when he does play again.
Unless his wife flat out asks him not to.
And then he'll pray.
Then he won't.
Then he won't. But still.
If she was going to do that, I mean, probably would have already done that.
They said that I saw that the one that he had in Cincinnati, say his mom pleaded with him and everything to maybe walk away. I mean, it's always a thing, man, with your family and, you know, life after football, because you're going to have a longer life. You're going to live longer than you play football. And, you know, in the regular life. And so it's always comes down to, obviously, you want what's best for your family. But more than anything, you want what's best for you. And if you can't deal with the fact that you've got to walk away from the game this early in your career, then you might be just a miserable-ass dude.
You might be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
miserable-ass dude and living, like, I won't say in spite, but just like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, when you're that good at something.
And you're that young still.
And you're that young.
Yeah.
It's hard to not do it. Nobody's that good at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so few people that have ever been that good at quarterback. I'm not saying he's the GOAT or anything like that, but to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and have the level of success that he's had, that puts him in the 0.00001% of humans ever.
Right.
It's hard to walk away from that. Mm-hmm. Again, tough decision. Obviously, what we say about it, our opinion on it really doesn't mean a whole lot. We just want what's best for that dude, and I enjoy watching him play. I enjoy watching him play football, so tough decisions ahead for the Tungavailoa family. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. What makes a good job in college football these days? Because we were having this conversation off the air yesterday. Like, What's Florida really offering you if you're going to take that job? We'll get into that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. This hour of the program brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour as we continue to turn the page to Sunday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk a little college football in just a few minutes as well.
Rest in peace, Tito, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, he gets usually made fun of because his name is Tito. But yeah, rest in peace,
like
Tito,
though,
man.
I feel like the name Tito has had a little bit of a rebrand and resurgence, though, with Tito's Vodka. Like, everybody loves Tito's Vodka, right?
Yeah.
Because like, how many Titos did you really know of before? You know,
I've known three Titos.
Tito Jackson. Tito Puente.
Okay, that's a new one. That's four. It's
an entertainer.
Yeah. I had a buddy named Tito I was a kid,
okay.
And then one of Samson's classmates, her dad name is Tito. I love Tito.
Okay.
But and I love Tito's, and I love Tito. He's such a good dude. So yeah, man. But yeah, RIP Tito, man.
R.I.P.
One,
Tito.
You know, the most underrated Jackson.
How many of the five are left?
Jermaine, mm-hmm. And I don't know how much longer Jermaine got. He can't pull his skin no more tight on his face. Like, it's just gonna rip down the middle. It's been damn tightened up so much. I think, is Randy still alive? Yeah, Jermaine, Randy, Janet.
Yeah,
Latoya. I think Latoya. I think Latoya.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't know. Is Latoya still around?
I'm not sure. Let me look it up. I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah. We kill them off. But yeah, I think it's Jermaine, Randy, Janet. Is Latoya alive?
Yeah, Latoya's still out there.
And Latoya, okay.
68.
Yeah, Latoya. And yep. Latoya. And there might be another one.
My neighbor grew up in Los Angeles, and I assume it must have been like a pretty rich family or something like that, because they were running in these circles. But he played basketball, like high school basketball, youth basketball, with Tito's son. And so one year at the end of the basketball season, they were like, all right, end of the year party. Neverland Ranch. So they got to go to Neverland Ranch, the Michael Jackson's theme park,
yeah.
And just like ride the rides.
The kids did?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So they went over there and rode rides, and I think there was popcorn and hot dogs. And
was Mike there?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, but
that's what I was getting
now,
at.
Obviously, your face is asking the question that my mouth asked when he told me this story.
Yeah.
I was like, so how'd that go?
He was like,
nothing weird happened.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay, that's
we rode roller coasters.
Because he knew what you meant when
he knew
you
exactly
said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Mike there?
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah. That's,
did you stay the night or anything? No. Which is also like a weird question because I asked him that. He was like, what are you asking me right now?
I mean, you
I was like,
know
yeah,
I'm
no,
trying
you're
to
right,
ask
you're
you
right,
dog.
You're right. That's an inappropriate question to ask somebody. Cause like, but like, if you know, if something weird did happen, was he going to like sit there and confess? Like, yeah, I've been wanting to tell somebody for years.
Yeah, don't we going to do that?
No.
Yeah.
But anyway, got to go ride some rides at Neverland Ranch.
Cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if Tito's son was any good at basketball or not.
Yeah.
I don't know if Demetrius was any good at basketball or not. But that was a story he told.
Damn, Tito.
They would give you gear. Like if you went to Neverland Ranch to go to the theme park, you would get like if you're going to Disneyland or something, like t-shirt, backpack, hat, all that stuff. He still has it.
Would you get like I'm thinking like the jacket, the Michael Jackson jacket.
Nah, you just get like
a souvenir?
Yeah, like souvenir
it's
pack.
Just, with Mike's face on it?
I don't think so. Okay. I think it's just like
let me stop.
But his wife was like, you should put it on eBay. You gotta sell it. I was like, you guys are rich. What are you talking about?
Right.
You guys see your house? You got a pool back there? You guys are fine. You're gonna be slanging Neverland stuff on eBay. You're fine. Hang on to it. That's fun memorabilia to have. All right. Let's get to a college football corner. Hey, speaking of Brock Bowers.
Awesome.
You see what Gronk said?
When you said it.
Yeah. Gronk says he's on track to be better than myself.
After two games.
Two good games.
I mean,
one
really good game.
One excellent quarter.
That's high praise.
It is.
Because Gronk's.
It is.
Gronk's.
It's one thing for like a sports radio host to say something like that. Yeah. It's another thing for Gronk to say
Gronk
that.
Gronk is arguably the best to ever play.
Certainly in the conversation.
Yeah, certainly in the conversation to ever play the position of tight end, man. And Brock's been great. And Brock's going to be great. As long as Brock stays on the field, Brock's going to do Brock things. He's just that good of a player, man. And smart as hell. Finds voids and everything. But, he's been excellent, man. He has been.
Interesting part of the conversation we had with Brandon Adams yesterday, just sort of bringing up, we knew how good Brock Bowers was. Mm-hmm. But, like, him being so good so quickly in the NFL maybe drives home even more the point of how vital he was to what they did.
I just thought about
Georgia.
This, Andy, when I got here today and I was riding around the parking lot. And I was thinking about, this Georgia and things like that. And I thought about, like, who's Carson's out guy?
I think it's Dominic Lovett.
We think. Well,
he's
we knew.
Certainly not as good as Brock Bowers or Ladd McConkey.
But you knew.
Oh, you knew.
You knew who his bailout guys were. It was Brock and it was Ladd.
Yeah, and not only were they his bailout guys, that we're talking. You're talking about a guy who's immediate impact tight end, and Ladd had a touchdown week one.
Yeah,
like, you're talking about all time great pass catchers.
And so you have to figure if you're Bobo and if you're Carson, because Carson's got to play better. Carson has got. They've got to get the offense going early. You know what I mean? Because and we got a long time before they go to Tuscaloosa. But if they're blanking around like they have been, Alabama's going to beat the hell out of them. Because the defense can't hold up all damn day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get some guys back and everything. But Carson, I need to see this Heisman Carson that everybody keep telling me.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
And that, as the conversation led into the season, that was so much of it. It was like, well, they did lose this and they lost that.
But they got
this. But they have this guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know they do. And I know, and I'm the scouts know more than I do about that kind of stuff. But I watched Carson Beck play a lot of college football.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen, like, that level of, you got him, so you're good kind of stuff.
I missed a damn parking space on a yellow deck thinking just like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, I couldn't back up because some little ass. I should have. You see my big ass truck. You see me about to back into this space right here. Your little ass won't back up.
What happened? You were thinking about Carson Beck and someone snuck
Carson
your spot?
I was thinking about Carson, but I saw the parking space, so I hit the brakes. I went past a little bit, and I went to reverse back into it. Yeah,
and then they
got me, dog. But I wasn't even thinking about it, man. You know, whatever, man.
I hate that.
Yeah, whatever.
I found
a better spot anyway.
I hate a parking spot snatcher.
I found a better spot anyway.
Very frustrating.
But that's my thing, and I look at Carson that same way. I got to see it.
Yeah.
Like, he was good, but is he getting more hype because he's on Georgia?
I think So?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, is he Carson that guy? Because Carson has to be that guy.
I don't want to sit here and say that I don't think, I think he's very good. I think he's a very good player. But I don't know that he's one of those guys in college football right now that simply because you have him, he elevates everyone else around him.
But
you know
what
I mean?
That's
what he has to be because it doesn't seem, now I will say, I think the running back room is very good. And I think ETN, and I don't know, Frazier didn't touch it a lot last weekend, but hopefully he'll get the ball a little bit more the way that he looked against Clemson. But from a receiving standpoint, like the tight ends, that kid from Stanford, I haven't been impressed yet.
Mm-mm.
Delp, I know he's been banged up, but he hasn't done a ton yet. Lawson Lucky, I thought it's looked really good. He's probably looked the best out of all of them so far. But still, like, you lost that guy and you don't have a replacement for him. The receiver room, we wondered why there was no hype coming out of the fall camp.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting a picture as to why.
And that's the thing
like the kid from Miami. I like him.
Where's
I think
he at?
He's a good player.
Let's use him a little bit more. Yeah. Let's use the kid you brought in for Vanderbilt. Let's use him a little bit more. I mean, there's certain – you just got to get this cohesion. And, I mean, I know yesterday, if I know Kirby the way I know Kirby, yesterday it was hell.
Mm-hmm.
Bloody Tuesdays, it was leaking.
It should be. Here's the thing for me, though, about like that performance against Kentucky and slow starts and stuff like that. I feel pretty confident because it's been true of Georgia for years now. They're going to play better against Alabama.
Oh,
I
have no
doubt
about that.
They play great against good teams.
Yes, I have no doubt about that.
They play bad against mediocre teams sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's not a good trait to have.
No.
But they've messed around with a lot of mediocre opponents and been able to tell a winning story.
Yes, I do not believe they're going to play bad.
No, they've got to play better.
Oh, Marlon Jackson's still alive, too.
Oh, good.
Marlon Jackson. But, yeah, we were talking earlier about these new – because we saw that Georgia, they talk about putting this clause or whatever about, you know
– executive order.
That's the word I'm looking for the whole NIL thing. But the funniest one was the Tennessee one when I saw it yesterday. Because I'm saying that you're going to charge – because that stadium holds 100 and 100 whatever
plus,
thousand.
100 plus 100
thousand. 100 plus thousand.
Yep.
And you're going to add a 10%
mm-hmm. –
you're going to up the ticket price 10%, mm-hmm. which I don't know how much it is because I don't know how much tickets are. To a ticket so you can give money to – so because these are ways where you don't have to go out there and ask that billionaire.
Exactly. And that's where it came from because you were on this
yes.
from the beginning, and I was like, I don't know. These guys have been happily handing money over for a long time. Not this much.
Yes.
They've not been handing this much over, and they've had a little bit more say over it too. Now it has to – there's a little bit more red tape. But, yeah, they said it was donor fatigue.
Yeah.
You're getting NIL donor fatigue. So now you charge a little 10% bump to everybody that goes into the stadium, which they're going to pay. So complain about it if you want. You're not going to not go, especially if they're undefeated.
There you go.
And
there you go.
Everyone else is going to do it, too.
Mm-hmm.
This
yep.
is one of those ones
yep.
where Tennessee thought of it first. Everyone else is like, dang, that's a great idea.
Yep.
They're going to bump up the ticket prices, and you're going to pay for it as well. But here's the thing, though. Like, in the current model of college football, where they're not yet allowed to revenue share, we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be allowed to take TV money and whatever else and pay players with it, but you can't do it yet. They've got to keep finding new ways to get money into that NIL bucket, and this is one way to do it. But I think it's smart. This is a smart program doing a smart
thing.
Because
especially if you are where Tennessee's program is right now, they're on fire.
Yeah.
They got a young star who has to come back.
Yeah.
Who has to come back.
He's not eligible to leave.
Yes, and you know that they're going to put up points. His defense is straight legit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to get those people in there.
Here's, though, because we kind of hinted at it. Maybe we'll get back into it as the week goes because we're kind of out of time here. But good jobs in college football, to me, right now, basically, are working for programs like this that have their NIL stuff together.
Right.
Like, Florida doesn't have their NIL stuff together. Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss right now has everything in line.
Yep.
All the money. He has final say. He can be himself. He's winning. He gets all but he's got freedom and he's got finances.
Yeah.
That's it.
What does
that's
Florida
the
have?
Ticket.
But that's what I'm
Florida
saying. Because that was a question we were talking about. What makes a program like worthy or wanted and all those sort of things? But it's the University of Florida. That's what I'm saying. Like I can't see that. It's not a bad job.
No.
It's not a bad job.
It's not.
It's an elite job.
Is it?
I don't know. But I know it's got to be. It's Florida. I know it's been hard times.
Yeah.
But it's freaking Florida.
I think there's just a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
It's freaking Florida.
I know, but you know what? They suck.
I know.
They've sucked for a long time, man.
I know.
I don't know if it is anymore.
Like, who do they get? To be like, for the fan base and the NIL.
Lane Kiffin.
Lane, why did
he wouldn't?
I know.
He
why would Lane leave Ole Miss?
Ole Miss is a better job right now than Florida is.
Exactly.
Because of all the stuff we just talked about.
Florida?
Because it's in line. He's got them in unison. You pay me the money. I pay him the money. He comes to our school. We win football games. They lost. He would have never lost Jaden Rashada.
No.
He would have never lost Jaden Rashada. He would be the quarterback after Jackson Dart, maybe right now. I don't know what he'd be doing. But the guys they want, they get because he's got the money. And he can walk around doing whatever he wants. He tweets all the time. Everybody loves him. Why would you leave there? I wouldn't. Anyway, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. He told you about him. That's good. He told you about him, too.
He was trying to tell you.
He was trying to tell you about him. Yeah.
Might be why he wasn't able to keep telling you.
Yeah,
about
I don't know, man. And when last time you put baby oil on?
Excuse me?
When last time you put baby oil on yourself?
It's been a while.
Okay.
It's been a while since I applied baby oil to myself.
Okay.
Normally, it's not just a... Normally, it's a partner thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that.
It's a two-way street.
But you know,
I've never just put baby oil on me and then just hung around.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. Okay. Sometimes, but a lot of times we talk about it's usually a two-person thing.
Yeah, whatever. It's like a partner. It's like a duo deal.
But I'm going to push back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do it for her.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just come out lathered up, dog. All right? Come out shining.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Telling you, dude.
Too much body hair. I'd look like a clubbed seal.
You would, but it don't matter because she see you glistening hair. Just do it one time.
Look like an Exxon oil spill.
Just do it one time. I'm telling you, dog. I'm just telling you.
They have to get a marine biologist.
I'm just telling you.
And some dish soap to clean me off.
I'm just telling you, dog. Just try it.
No, I got my own tricks.
Yeah, but I mean the baby oil, man. It works. It's very. But I'm just saying. To have that much.
Yeah, well, because we're going to need to keep Johnson & Johnson in business. Because I think they're about to lose a little bit.
Yeah, man. Because we were talking about on off the cuff. And I'm just curious, like, how do you order? Because that ain't no simple Costco run.
No.
Or, I mean, not Costco, but Walgreens run.
No, yeah. No,
you got to hit the manufacturer.
Diddy was going wholesale.
Yeah.
Beyond wholesale.
Yeah, like.
That's an email that you send to Johnson & Johnson.
Hey, yo, what up, Johnson?
Hey.
What up, JJ? No, what up, JJ?
What's up, JJ? JJ. Yeah, I mean, when you order that much, you know him as JJ.
Yeah, what up, JJ?
Yeah, we need about 500 gallons. Baby oil delivered to the mansion this weekend.
And then you hit up.
Express delivery.
Express. I need to hear pronto.
Wait a minute. We just delivered you 100 gallons last week. What happened? Well, we filled the pool up with it.
And dude.
Had a freak off.
Yeah.
Which is now a legal term.
Because
it was said publicly by an officer of the law. Yeah. And so that's what it is. You buy it wholesale because you need everyone to be slippery.
Yeah. I mean. They could have been wrestling.
No friction allowed.
They could have been wrestling.
The Diddy wrestling.
I didn't think about it. They could have filled the pool up with it.
Yeah, that'd be weird to swim in.
That'd be weird as hell, wouldn't it?
Could you swim in it? Would you just drown?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't think, well, I mean, if you put enough of it in there, maybe.
Like if a whole pool filled with baby oil.
Yeah.
And you dove into it. Would you be able to swim in it normal?
There's no way you can come up from that game.
No, I think you're stuck under.
Yeah, there ain't no baby oil in the water filled with no pool. I don't know.
Ask that. Au contraire, my friend.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that guy's probably going to go to prison.
Yeah, man.
Seems like.
Yeah. Well, but it's all good.
Hopefully. Because right now, if you took a picture with him at any point.
Anybody, if you took a picture with him.
It's popping up. On the internet.
Everywhere.
Right now.
Everywhere.
Like, I mean, these V103's been around for a long time.
Yep.
Like, probably some interviews that happened. It doesn't necessarily mean you did anything.
It does not. But
just because you took a picture with a guy doesn't mean you did anything.
But that don't keep people from laughing about it.
I'm happy. I'll say this. Yep. I'm happy that, because sometimes they'll do interviews, they bring people up here, then we interview them.
Yeah.
I'm happy there's no Andy and Randy Diddy picture right now.
No, because we'd be in the middle
on the internet.
We'd be in the middle.
Here he is. Dang it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just anybody. So that's why the internet is just so dumb. Because you see, there's things like.
Like Messi. There's a picture of Messi shaking his hand.
There's a picture of Messi shaking his hand. So, like, Messi was. Was Messi. No, I
clearly
don't think
Messi's
so.
A freak.
Yeah, man. Just.
We go in there, you boo him tonight.
You got to do better.
Yeah.
That place is going to be sold out tonight. They're going to open the top rafter and everything.
Yeah, no, it's going to be big in there tonight. Now, they're missing a lot of people.
Yeah, they are.
Miami's missing a lot of guys, including Tata Martino, their manager, can't even manage the game tonight because he's got too many cards, which I love. That's awesome. That you get so mad at too many refs, you can't even manage a game. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. That's actually a great point on Twitter by C-Beck. Like, anybody who's buying baby oil currently is going to get side-eyed at the grocery store
all
right
day.
Now. Probably red flag, too.
Yeah.
That's true. You probably pop up on a list
like
all
if you
of
buy
a sudden.
More than, like, one bottle or something like that?
It's like, you ever have to, like, show ID to buy, like, NyQuil or anything? It's like, what do you think I'm doing? I'm going to go make some meth or something at the house? But some people do. Anyway. Hey, Bo.
So, softball practice Monday, didn't get into the Monday Night Football game till a little bit late. This actually happened earlier on the Manning cast, and I ran across this morning, Randy, because it made me think of you. I would like to know if you've ever had a similar situation happen with you when you were playing football.
Yeah, there you go, Jew. Jew's got on his red, long sleeve shirt, you know, because his mother got real upset because he cut his elbow one time and he was bleeding and got blood all over his jersey, so... Now he wears red so that when he gets his arm cut, his mother can't tell that he's bled.
Oh, that's cool.
You wear Patriots red, you wear Falcons red, right? It's easy for him.
Angel, ever get on you for getting hurt or bleeding or anything in football?
No, Angel is, and I love my mother. My mother loves her son. But I was my first year of tackle football, I was nine. I think I was nine. And I remember, and I don't know what happened. I barely got hit or something. And I was, like, wagging my hand like it was hurting. And I remember I sat on the bench. And I remember the coach came over to me. And the coach said, Randy, you okay? And I turned to my right and angeled and ran down from the stands and jumped and was on the behind me on the bench. And, like, give me your hand. And she was. I was like, Mom, I'm fine. And so every time from that time on, whatever I got hurt, I tried my best not to lay down. I got hurt. I got dinged at Georgia one time. And – they were like, just stay here and wait. I was like, no, I got to get up.
Can't. My mom's going to be
like,
down here.
Angel finna beat these damn. They were like, Randy, just give it a second. I was like, no. You don't understand.
She's about to jump over
Angel
the hedges.
About to beat these hedges, dog. All right? She's about to. I mean, I got the crap knocked out of me. And I'm sitting there telling her, like, run. Get me up. It's like, just give me something. No. You don't understand. Angel about to beat these hedges. And damn it.
There she was.
There
she was.
Randy! Mom, no.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's also an amazing story about Judon, though, like why he wears the red sleeves. I didn't know that.
Because he sure as hell wears them every game.
What if he would have got traded to, like, the Dolphins?
That's what I thought about.
Yeah.
Probably still with the red sleeves.
That's what I thought about.
Are there rules against that?
Yes. Yeah, you can't
wear
that.
So the team would let him probably go to black or something like that?
No, he have to go. If you're a Dolphin, they probably, to like, if you want to correspond it with red, is probably orange.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would look wild.
Yeah,
some bright orange sleeves.
Just play for red teams. Well, because he played for the Ravens, right?
Yep.
What did he do when he played for the
probably
Ravens?
Black, I would imagine.
Did he?
Were black.
Okay. I don't remember. I only remember the long because they were red, so they popped.
Well, it's Belichick telling the story that may have happened when he was with the Patriots, and he may have started wearing red since he was.
I don't
with
think
Patriots.
His mom would have been washing his T-shirt when he played for the Patriots.
Well, she might have called him.
Maybe. Fair enough. It's possible.
So all the new NIL stuff happening today, actually. So some colleges are paying players with money. Some colleges are paying players with other things. Here's Marshall head coach Charles Huff.
I would love to have some of those guys from Ohio State, too. So if they want to transfer on down, we've got a Tutor's Biscuit NIL all you can eat. So if any of those guys that run really, really fast at Ohio State like Tutor's Biscuits, I promise you, all you can eat all day.
Hell,
if you transfer here.
What the hell is Tutor's Biscuit?
Must be a local establishment out there in Marshall, West Virginia. Huntington, West
Huntington,
Virginia.
Yeah.
Must be, I mean, I'm probably popular spot amongst the
and that's all.
Team.
I mean, but that's all you can give me. You can't give me no bread, but you can give me some biscuits. I can't give me no bread.
Bro, all you can eat biscuits. That's pretty
bread and biscuits. I mean, same family.
Hey, man, I love me a good old biscuit. I mean, I'm not a big like in the stove biscuit or like fast food biscuit guy. Like my homemade and get you some syrup and sop that thing up. But what's it called again?
What do you call it?
Tudor's Biscuits.
Tudor's Biscuits.
I bet Tudor's got some good biscuits, though.
I mean, hell, if
you name the restaurant
I would
after
hope so.
The biscuit that you serve, you know you got some good biscuits.
I would hope so.
I hope it works. I think it would be really funny if a couple guys from Ohio State were like, well, they didn't offer us that.
They didn't offer us that around here.
100 grand's great. Lamborghini's awesome. All the biscuits you can eat, I'm headed
sold.
To, I'm headed to West Virginia. Like,
all you can eat biscuits.
Yeah, just, it's good for a lineman.
Yeah, until you like it, you know. I mean, after a while, don't you get tired of eating biscuits?
That's true.
Yeah.
You can only eat so many
biscuits.
How many biscuits is too many biscuits?
Oh, man. Are you talking for like...
Like at once.
At once?
One sitting.
I would say, it depends. Like, my grandma made them biscuits. I could eat like 3 or 4 grandma biscuits.
But even still, 3 and 4, that's not crazy. That's a reasonable amount.
I can't eat 3 or 4 now.
No, I wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
I would have to lay down.
Grandma made them biscuits, them homemade biscuits. Yeah.
I would have to lay down for a while. I'm a 1 or 2 biscuit tops right
I can't
now.
Eat. I don't eat biscuits. Like Popeyes, you can have my biscuits.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I love them. Oh,
yeah, man. You can have my
now
biscuits.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you can have my biscuits. Yeah.
I would love to have
you
your biscuits.
You dip it in the red beans?
Okay, bro. You didn't have to say that, Bunk.
Hand it over.
No. You didn't have to say it like that.
No,
man.
I'd be happy to have it. Then
no,
I have 2 biscuits.
You know what? Go to damn break.
Well, I can't. There's a bunch of stuff I have to do first.
Go to break.
So we can stop talking about biscuits.
Oh, we got to do, stop talking about my damn biscuits.
Well, you shouldn't have offered it if you didn't
offer you my biscuits. I was just, it's a phrase. Man, I don't eat biscuits. Y'all can have my biscuits. I say, Andy, you can have my biscuits.
You're saying next time.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.